nice if he, if because I've known him for a long time. Direct, you know, question and answer like that.
Yeah,
I can't remember who's initiated by though. Who's his initiating group? Evident knowledge. For both? First and second?
Huh?
Well,
he has only first.
He only has first. I see. Okay. I take him second?
No. Irish trip is my guru, is not so deep, so serious. And one information Prabhu in Moscow told me that I look more than Ayendra Prabhu's disciples and disciples.
That maybe just in terms of initiation connection is one thing, but to embrace ideals by having reciprocally heard and chanted devotional ideals like that, but that constitutes a different angle on the fulfillment of devotional requirements.
But changing mood to bigger mood, I can say. And that's why it's one of the reasons that I'm trying not to associate with you more closely.
I just have a question about that, just out of curiosity, because I don't poke my nose into the business of the vast majority of whatever godbrothers I have left to relate to. First of all, I'm curious, are there other disciples of Jaipataka Maharaj in the vicinity of where he is doing service? Or around him, you know, in the temple or where? I don't know where he's doing service, if he's in the temple or out of the temple or what. You know. There are other disciples of Jaipataka Maharaj around in Moscow?
I am living in suburbs of Moscow, and one disciple of Jaipataka Maharaj and a temple community, even though I am a guest there, they are criticizing my consciousness and also
I don't understand. What is the difference between Aindra's mood and Jaipataka Maharaj's mood, or any other mood? What does it mean by? I mean, I don't understand why someone would not be interested in Vrindavan as a member of the Hare Krishna movement. I can't understand it. I mean, what do they preach if they don't preach that you're supposed to think of Krishna and think of Radharani and think of Vrindavan and think of and maybe even desire to attain the eternal association and services of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan? And I mean, I don't understand what different. I mean, who has a different mood, me or them? I mean, different than what? Is their mood different from the mood of the acharyas, or is my mood different from the mood of the acharyas? So who's different than who compared to what?
I think the question can be answered very simply.
What I want to know is, what do they see objectionable about reminding people about the goal of life? What do they see objectionable? Well, that's just because he only had 3.5 people to do it with.
You know, that would be their excuse, I presume.
Yeah, but what is his take on it?
Значит, а я не понимаю вообще разницу проповеди Аинды, Прабху или преданной Москве, вообще ничего уже не проповедует, да? Разве это не цель сознания Кришны, которой мы в Вриндаване, и даже, может быть, желаем стать одним? Я отличаюсь от ачарьев, или они отличаются от ачарьев? Кто отличает, и от чего отличает? Я хочу понять, как я проповедую не сознание Кришны.
What happened?
You finished. I also couldn't see any difference between your plus some people trying to find this difference. I am distributing cities with my lecture Vrindavan, lectures about Vrindavan, Parikram, about Dham Parikrams, and I have distributed 1,600 cities for free to devotees that maybe somebody is envious of me doing. And also I'm bringing people to Vrindavan directly, not through Mayapur, but directly to Vrindavan. But I'm taking care of them and trying to the example of Tim and Mitya, but they are often criticized.
Why don't they understand that Indra brought them to Mayapur?
Почему бы не понять, что Индра их привез в Майяпур?
So what's wrong with it?
Yeah, it's hard to understand, but somehow it's good.
Anyway.
Did they say anything direct? Напрямую, что твоя проповедь неверна.
Ну, напрямую надо бояться говорить.
Directly, they afraid, probably, but indirectly, often.
So then it's just near.
Это просто знает.
They think it's just neophyte, a neophyte.
They have some.
It's
like someone came from Moscow, one of the leaders Beijing to me, and after our discussion he went away understanding there was nothing at all wrong with my way of preaching. It's just that people misinterpret, they misunderstand, and they twist meanings out which are actually not there just because they have get his name. It was a year or two ago.
Ничего в этом нет такого неправильного. Даже, возможно, те, кто доносит, скажем, мою проповедь, они искажают значение.
But that man, he couldn't help agreeing with what I was saying. He could not agree with what I was saying. And he just kind of like folded his hands and said, okay, anyway, I was, you know, and walked away. Whereas when he first came to me, he was like, why are you this, that, and, you know, and then after, you know, I cooled him down and made a few points to him, and he couldn't argue it. As far as I understand, I don't say anything which is not in accordance with Siddhanta. They say something with a little novel angle on it, but whatever I'm saying is always supported by Guru Shastra and Sadhu. I don't deviate. Whatever. Everyone has their own opinion. Ohana. And emphasizing the mercy aspect of Vrindavan found in Mayapur, in the sage of Kali, particularly. For Lila is based on the Vrindavan Lila. Without understanding the Raja Lila, there's no way of understanding Gaura Lila.
Practically speaking, sometimes, often it's hard to organize a transfer over from senior Vaishnava whom I trust. So I continue bringing people there to Vrindavana.
Why should they not come to Vrindavana?
Почему бы не приехать в Vrindavana?
But they should also take advantage of Mayapur.
Они должны также принять.
But one thing that might be kept in mind is that according to Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, there, simply by saying the word Navadvip, 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 say Navadvip, 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 Navadvip,
Navadvip.
You get all the benefit of residing in Navadvip. Just by saying the word Navadvip. Just by saying the Yamuna, you get the benefit of three Ganga snakes.
Просто сказав Yamuna, вы получаете благо трех магнитных.
So we shouldn't underestimate the power of the name. By worshipping Yamuna, you get the benefit of bathing. By desiring to bathe in Yamuna, you get the benefit of bathing in Ganga. So it's like, similarly, if you worship Lord Gaura in Vrindavan, then how are you not in Navadvip? I'm worshipping my Gaura Thai. No one can say that I don't worship Lord Chaitanya. born at Tain are on the central altar. And Radha and Krishna are on one side, on Gaura's side, and Krishna Balaram are on Nitai's side. But in my book, Lord Chaitanya is my supreme Sankirtan Lord. Lord Chaitanya is my supreme Lord. Although he is not different from Radha and Krishna, and when I go to the temple, my heart goes to Radha Shyam. But when I come back to my room, I'm in Navadvipa. My room is Navadvipa. My room is none different from Nitya Navadvipa in the spiritual world. Navadvipa means in Golok. My room is Golok. And anyone who doubts it is a fool. Non-different from Golok. Room is non-different from Navadvipa. Gornatai are really there. They're real. They're the lords of Nitya Navadvipa. Try to understand, as much as Navadvipa is non-different from Vrindavan, so Vrindavan is non-different from Navadvipa. The question of the position of the heart, you're performing Sankirtan Yajna for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in Vrindavan Dham, you're remembering Navadvipa. In other words, if you bring them to Vrindavan and you don't preach the glories of Navadvipa so that they understand there's another room in the house of Vrindavan, which is an especially merciful room, which is Gaura's Peet. There's the Krishna Peet and there's the Gaura Peet. So in the Gaura Peet, there's a special mercy aspect of that Dham, which you may not find in Vrindavan unless you're in tune with the Navadvipa mood. If you're in tune with the mercy aspect of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission in Vrindavan, then it's as good as being in the Gaura Peet. I'm in the Gaura Peet. I'm in the Gaura Peet and I'm also in the Krishna Peet. I have two transcendental bodies. Yes. I have a transcendental body which is befitting the service of Lord Gaura, and I have a transcendental body befitting the service of Radha and Krishna.